From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama meets with Cuba's president.
Today I can report that we continue to move forward on many fronts when it comes to normalizing relations.
Mr. Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro held a joint news conference after frank and candid talks in Havana on ways to advance the normalization of relations. The U.S. president hailed the progress in relations between the two countries while acknowledging that the two sides continue to have very serious differences on democracy and human rights. The International Criminal Court has ruled that former Congolese vice president and rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba is guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity. Jill Craig has more.
Marking the final chapter of a trial ongoing since November 2010, the International Criminal Court issued a guilty verdict Monday against former Congolese vice president and rebel leader Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo.
The CHEMA found beyond reasonable doubt that Mr. Bemba is criminally responsible under Article 28A for the crimes against humanity of murder and rape, and the war crimes of murder, rape, and pillaging.
Bemba is the most senior political leader to face judgment at the ICC, and the first convicted of rape as a war crime and crime against humanity. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
The U.S. military says it will set up an all-American fire base in Iraq. Fewer than 200 Marines have been deployed to the fire base, located near the northern town of Makmur. Colonel Stephen Warren is a military spokesman.
These Iraqi forces, along with their coalition advisors, require force protection. So we constructed a small fire base to do just that.
The base is part of a U.S. effort to prepare Iraqi combat forces to retake Mosul. This is VOA News.